I think I'm right. It's just that you're dead wrong. That's facts.
Don't even get me started. No, don't question me. When I want something, I make it happen.
Okay.
Best and the worst of the week.
Welcome to Marital Status.
Make sure you subscribe so that you don't miss anything. Starring Teresa and Scott.
Scott and Teresa.
Teresa and Scott.
So, we have to review our listenership, if that's a word.
No, it's called, scroll down.
Okay.
Audience geography.
Oh, wow.
I failed audience geography, by the way. So, we already said Indonesia was one of them. India. We have
Egypt.
Egypt.
And Norway. We had Norway. So now we have some new listeners, and we need to welcome you guys and make sure that you know you are family, and we appreciate you.
Hungary, because I'm hungry all the time.
And
United Kingdom.
The United Kingdom. So the UK, welcome UK. You're actually second place on our listenership, and I'm not sure why. We've never been to UK, but if you love us, we love you back.
No, Pakistan is...
No, it's right here, United Kingdom.
Yeah, but look at the percent. Second.
Oh.
So that adds...
I wonder why it's broken down like that.
And why is it dark? Oh, because it's our top two. That's why.
Okay. UK, I'm sorry. You have to get some of your friends to listen if you want to pass Pakistan. So we have Pakistan is in second place.
And we didn't have them before, did we?
No, that's new. So they're coming in strong.
Okay.
Egypt moved down to fifth place. No, third. So we're bad with geography and with math.
All right. Let's go ahead and get started.
No, I want to do one more thing.
Okay. What does he want to do?
I want to look within the United States. So we have the map up in front of us, and we're going through it now on the computer.
Okay.
So it shows us, like, in each state, who's listening from that state. And California is obviously number one. So good job, guys. Florida is number two, mostly because of the Shulers. And New York is third number place, three. So that would make sense.
Why?
Well, because New York has a lot of people. So
okay, we've never been there though.
I was there once, but we've never been there as a couple, as marital status. So if anyone in New York is listening and you want us to pull up,
let us know
and we'll
shelter
pull up.
Us beat us.
Now I do have to say this, it looks like we have one listener in the state of Arkansas. So whoever that is, I think I know who it is, but share us with your friends. And we have one listener in North Carolina.
I wonder who that is.
I think that's Greg. And I think Arkansas is Erica. Alabama's there. Georgia, Idaho, Washington State. So
Utah.
Share us with your friends if you're in any of those states, because you guys got to get your numbers up if you want to try to beat California, Florida, and New York. All right. So this is going to be a two-part podcast.
Yes.
Part one is I'm going to give you my 2017 in review.
And then part two, okay. I guess I'm going to give my 2017 in review.
Yeah, if you want. Do you want to do it?
Sure.
I feel like the people in UK would like to know what your year was like. All right, let's go.
It was eventful.
Okay, so first we're going to start off part one of this two-part podcast. I'm going to tell you guys about my 2017 in review. And it's crazy because at the beginning of 2017, to think I would be sitting here in front of my microphone talking to people in New York, Washington, Idaho, Arkansas,
Pakistan,
United Kingdom, Norway,
Hungary,
Indonesia, India,
Egypt.
I wouldn't have imagined that. So that's new. But some of the highlights and lowlights this year, I do want to cover them for you. So probably a couple of the highlights. I had a cross-country trip, my wife and I. We got in a car and we drove from California to Florida and we drove back. And
we got in my little Nissan Versa Note. Shout out to the Nissan Versa Note drivers.
I know, that thing is small but efficient. So as we're driving across the country, it was just fun. Like, instead of going down a route that I've always taken, because I've done this a few times, Interstate 10, which goes along the south portion of the U.S., we actually went up and we went across like where Route 66 is. So we went up through some states. What is that?
I don't know. I just thought of it.
Why did you just think of that?
Because when we were...
Oh, the Aerosmith ride?
The Aerosmith ride, the route... Wait, does that say Route 66 or something else?
Doesn't it say 101?
No.
I think the sign says 101.
Oh, it probably does.
Wait. So if you always ride Aerosmith, can you please let us know?
Our Florida listeners, please let us know.
The sign, does it say US 101 or does it say Route 66? Because I feel like it's 101. I think it might
be both. Oh, yeah, 101 Hollywood. But I feel like maybe we just see Route 66 a lot at Disneyland. Maybe. The Cars Land area. Yeah.
So let us know.
Okay.
But it was fun. We went through Navajo Nation, and that was very interesting because they all... I'll take that out. But New Mexico was like... It blew me away. It was like a really magical state. Like, just driving through and you see like all the cliffs and the desert and the rocks and everything, and...
I don't remember New Mexico.
You slept through New Mexico.
Oh.
You slept through most of the states.
I slept through... I should win a world record for
the amount of
states.
The amount of states driven through while sleeping?
While sleeping. I done slept through...
I feel like you could win a lot of records for sleeping.
Probably. I done slept through California, Nevada, Utah. No, we didn't go through Utah. Hold on.
No, we came...
Oh, okay, okay.
We cut through the corner.
We didn't go through Nevada, did we? No.
No. Yeah, we did.
Did we?
Yeah.
So, Nevada.
Arizona.
Arizona, New Mexico, Texas.
Oklahoma.
What is that? Oklahoma?
Arkansas.
Arkansas.
Tennessee.
We went through Tennessee, right?
Through the very corner, yeah.
Okay. And then?
And then Mississippi. And then Alabama.
Alabama, Georgia, Louisiana. Did you sleep
through... I feel like I know for sure you slept through the whole state of New Mexico and Texas.
Texas was rough, you guys. Like, this was a pretty rough experience, I'm not gonna lie. It was very hard.
Okay.
Like, I was...
First of all...
I got tired.
First of all, this is part one. This is my part. Where I'm telling them about my year in review. Oh! And now you're talking too much. On my part, when I'm the star of this show.
Oh, okay, sir. Well, then I could just leave.
So, as I was saying, because it's my part.
Y'all, he needs some chapstick. That's all I gotta say.
Why did she do him like that?
Yeah, my lips are pretty busted right
They're
now.
They're really cracked.
It's been really dry. Anyways, we live in the desert of California.
Dry life.
This is going to be really hard to edit all this stuff out.
Oh, sorry.
So anyways, as I was saying, on my part of my year in review, which turned into Teresa's year in review somehow, New Mexico was probably one of the most memorable things to drive through the state. You feel so wide open. There's nothing around. Like, it's not crowded. There's no traffic. It's quiet. It's weird. It's peaceful. I remember there were no clouds, but like lightning was striking like randomly throughout the desert. Like some kind of mysterious place. I don't know. It was really fun. That was one of the highlights. Another highlight was having some of our videos picked up by WorldStar and seeing the internet's reaction. That was fun. It was much easier than I thought it would be. All you have to do is think of a cool video and do it, and then everyone loves it. Starting the podcast was a highlight. The podcast has been really fun so far. I love getting text messages from you guys, or if I see you mention something from the podcast. Like, it's really such a cool thing when you guys bring up something that you heard on our podcast. I love it. But you don't have to stop talking completely.
Well, dang, why can't I chime in?
No, you're supposed to chime in, but not all steal right, my all show. Right, gee. Right. So a couple of the lowlights were...
It's just going to get real depressing.
It's going to get dark. But it's okay. We're here to talk about it.
Yeah.
So the reason we made a cross-country trip is this year, both my dad and my brother were diagnosed with lung cancer. And I have always expected it from my dad. I knew he would probably get cancer or develop some type of health problems because he used to drink always, and he doesn't drink that much anymore, but... He's always smoked. Obviously, if you do those two things, they'll destroy your body. So I wasn't really surprised to find out my dad had lung cancer, mostly sad. The one that really shocked me, though, is because he's not much older than me, but my brother, Chris, also has lung cancer, stage 4. And to me, because he's so young, that one really surprised me. And that one kind of shocked me, and that one was tough to think about. But as much as I'm surprised that he got cancer, I'm also surprised that the outlook is so good. It seems like he's probably going to be fine. He went up to the Cancer Centers of America in Atlanta, and they did some really great work with him. And they have a lot of good technology and good doctors there. They performed a lot of good work for him and gave him some treatment. And it looks like, as of right now, the latest update we have is that he is cancer-free. So that's good. So that's a good thing. A dog bit me. Wait, that was 2016, huh?
No, I think that was this year. We're getting old, guys. We don't remember these things.
I mean, so that's pretty much it. So my year in review 2017, just a couple of highlights and lowlights. The cross-country trip with Teresa was a highlight. New Mexico, that magical state, definitely was a highlight. Passing through Navajo Nation. When I passed through Oklahoma, I got to pass through like where the Creek Reservation is. Lowlight, obviously, was my dad and my brother being diagnosed with lung cancer. However, it does look like for right now, both of them are okay, and that's great news for us. Even if I'm not going to visit someone, I do think that we're going to take a cross-country trip this summer again, just because it was so fun. I don't know. What do you think?
I want to do it again. It was horrible, but amazing at the same time.
Thanks to everyone. We do honestly appreciate all of you who listen. We love when you text us that you listen to our show or you crack a joke about something that was on our show. And we really do feel like that you guys take the time out to listen to us, especially the people like in New York or Washington State or the United Kingdom or Pakistan, wherever you may be. Like, we love you. You're part of the family. And I don't know, maybe we'll meet up one day when we're driving around the country. So listen up for part 2 next week. So part 2 is going to be next week's episode, and that's going to be
my year in review.
Teresa's year.
It's going to be, it might be pretty juicy. I might have a tell all.
Uh-oh.
It's, you know, guys are so simple. They're like, this was my best. Mine might be a little longer.
But you're going to have some gossip?
I'm going to have some gossip.
Like celebrity gossip?
Full on, just gossip, okay? Oh, okay. I'm going to tell it all. I'm not holding anything back.
Wait, about me too?
You didn't do anything this year.
Good. All right, so that'll be out next week. Take care, guys. Bye.
Bye.